AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor Siobhan Scott.
Maddie Soto, 13-year-old little girl, literally just turned 13 the day before she was discovered missing and then eventually dead. Jennifer Soto, the mom, Stefan Stearns, the de facto stepdad initially in the case, saying she's missing, dropped her off at school, and then what happened? Well, facts contradict that story. And now Stefan Stearns has been charged with the murder of Maddie Soto, as well as many, many, many counts of sexual abuse against her from what they found on his cellular device. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, there's some new footage out here of body cam footage from an officer. This is initially, these are the very first moments when they are reporting that Maddie is missing. This is beyond what the TV interviews that we have seen and reviewed. This is those initial moments. And I want to take a look at this with you and then get your reaction to what we are seeing. And we'll talk here on the other side.
This is mom.
This is mom? Okay.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Hey there.
What's going on?
So my daughter was dropped off close to school this morning, but never made it. I went to pick her up from school.
I'm sorry, 1 second.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Are we looking for another kid, or we have a kid?
Looking for another one.
Police officer is showing up, so he's going to start taking some information.
In the hospital location. How old?
13.
I'm trying to get there right now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
So she was supposed to be dropped off at school, didn't make it to school.
I went to pick her up from school today,
okay.
And she never came out. They announced it over the speaker, and I'm just like, maybe she walked here, because sometimes she'll walk here to this office.
Mm-hmm.
I came here, nothing. I went back to the school, they were closed. I got a notice, an email from the school saying she was absent, but I also messaged her teacher, and he looked at her entire attendance today and saw that she was completely not at school today either.
Okay.
So she never made it.
Okay. What's her name?
Madeline. M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. I-N-E. Last name?
Soto. S-O-T-O.
S-O-T-O?
Yeah.
Date of birth?
February 22nd, 2011.
Just had her 13th birthday. 13. Madeline Soto, age 13. I'm trying to get a clothing description now. What was she last seen wearing?
Green hoodie.
Green hoodie.
White Crocs.
White Crocs.
Either blue or black pants.
I think black shorts.
Black shorts?
Yeah.
Black shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Black shorts. All right. Do you know if she has, like, friends in the area?
She does, but she doesn't know where they live.
She doesn't know where they live, okay.
I asked all of them.
Okay. Is this like, does she like have any places that you guys know that she would be, usually be at? Any friend's house? Any places that like she likes to hang out?
Not typically, no.
No.
Not typically?
No.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me see if I get some.
Thank you.
No problem. And what school she goes to?
Hunter's Creek Middle School.
Hunter's Creek Middle? All right, cool. 125. Do you guys have... Do you have a picture of her? Can you airdrop it to me?
Yeah, I know. Let me see which picture. I don't know which picture.
You came recently, probably from a birthday party, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't there, so I have to look at... Mm-hmm.
And essentially, from there, they get the picture of Madeline Soto and give it to the officers, and that's kind of how that ends. I'm just going to open it up to you. What was your observations on that?
It was almost as if they were signing her up for a soccer team or something. I mean, that's how calm they were. And here's our narrative. Here's our story. This is what happened. No emotion. No pressured. I've got more emotion in my voice right now talking about
yes.
it. You know, there was yeah. just this kind of flat. Here's our story. This is what happened. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it just... I mean, I think for any of us, our kids missing, you know, we're going to be agitated about it.
Yeah.
And possibly tears, you know, agitated, you know, animated hands. And we would just be showing our distress. Mm-hmm. And I don't see distress.
And that's just, I mean, it's hard. You can't really wrap your mind around it unless you don't have that empathy and don't have that sort of emotion. Yeah. I don't know how... Even if you did know that your boyfriend just killed your daughter and you're covering it up, I think you'd still have more emotion.
100%. 100%. You'd be upset. Yes.
It's bizarre. Another thing that I noticed in there, because they have their narrative, and I guess, you know, if you're, I don't know what I would be doing in that situation other than freaking out, but I'd be sharing, you know, like they did, like I did this, I'd be saying everything I could possibly think of, but... They just kind of had, it was like, calm, here's what we're going to do, very mm-hmm. baseline on everything. Mm-hmm. But then you notice there was a question, you know, did she go to any friends' houses or is there any place? Mm-hmm. Very stern, very stern. She doesn't know where they live, and we've already talked to all of them. Like, mm-hmm. Why don't you? I think you'd be looking at any place and every place because she's clearly not with you.
Every place, yeah. And what 13-year-old girl doesn't know where her friends lived?
Yeah.
Come on, you know, kids are social. They hang out with each other. Well, that's another.
I know. They're trying to play an angle. And maybe, I mean, there probably is a truth to it of she was somewhat autistic or Asperger's or something. I'm sorry, you can still know where your friends live. It doesn't mean you're like an Completely. Invalid and you don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
And she seemed to be a pretty functioning child in normal yes. school and normal classes. She yes. wasn't this. Like mushroom that I
no.
The picture that I think they're trying to make people think. Why hasn't Jen Soto been charged yet, do you think?
I wonder about that. I wonder if they're just continuing to build a case, so if and when they do charge her, you know, it's going to stick.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, it makes me wonder specifically, is she aiding with exposing more of a ring here, more of some sort of trafficking or something, considering he had the pictures on his phone? I mean, how often do people who are in this sort of thing, are they operating completely solo?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I don't know the data on that. A lot of people do operate solo
really?
With this kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's scary to think about just what he all had there, how long it all went on, and what we do know from the mom. What did you make of those revelations that we found out where mom was completely fine with Stefan sleeping in the same bed as her daughter when she wasn't there? I mean, number one, it's weird when you are there together at this age, but number two, and unhealthy. But number two, I mean, what is going on in that mind to think that this is acceptable?
That adds to the suspicion that mom was aware, you know, to what extent, I don't know, but she had to have some awareness that things were terribly off with Stefan. And, you know, it just sounds like enabling a mother who's whether conscious or not, my guess is it was at least partially conscious. She was enabling the abuse of her child.
With the sheer amount of evidence that we're seeing here on this one, does this one go to trial, you think, or does this one end up being pleading out? Obviously, you have a very narcissistic type personality going on here with Stefan, but I mean, come on, how do you argue this?
How do you argue this? Yeah, I anybody's guess. I don't know, because there are some that you think they would have been better, you know, taking a plea.
Yeah, you would think, but sometimes the narcissism gets the best of
it. Sure does.
Narcissism.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.